Galactic Federation Headquarters, Planet Turo. In animation, a spotlight shines up from a shell-shaped platform hovering at the center of a cavernous arena. A thin, bald, blue-headed alien steps into the shaft of light.
Read the charges.
Dr. Jumba Jukiba, lead scientist of Galaxy Defense Industries. You stand before this council, accused of illegal genetic experimentation.
The four-eyed Jumba turns toward an opening portal where a spaceship enters the packed arena.
How do you plead?
Not guilty. My experiments are only theoretical and completely within legal boundaries.
We believe you actually created something.
Created something? But that would be irresponsible and unethical. I would never, ever...
The spaceship deposits a small creature.
Make more than one.
Encased in a glass bell jar, the creature, big-eyed, big-eared, blue, and wearing an orange spacesuit, bears pointy teeth.
What is that monstrosity?
Monstrosity? What you see before you is the first of a new species. I call it Experiment 626. He is bulletproof, fireproof, and can think faster than supercomputer. He can see in the dark and move objects 3,000 times his size. His only instinct to destroy everything he touches!
Jumbo falls on his back.
So it is a monster.
Just a little one.
It is an affront to nature. It must be destroyed!
Calm yourself, Captain Gantu. Perhaps it can be reasoned with. Experiment 626. Give us some sign you understand any of this. Show us that there is something inside you that is good.
The four-armed, two-legged 626 clears its throat, then speaks. Several aliens cringe. A robot vomits nuts and bolts.
Not!
I didn't teach him that.
Place that idiot scientist under arrest!
I prefer to be called Evil Genius!
And as for that abomination, it is the flawed product of a deranged mind. It has no place among us. Captain Gantu, take him away.
With pleasure.
The huge Gantu cracks his knuckles. Now reptilian guards hang 626, locked in a round saucer-like prison transport device, upside down from the ceiling. One guard jabs 626 with a large needle, drawing a tube full of pink fluid. An alien in a blue uniform places the tube in a machine that aims 2 5-barrel guns at 626.
Uncomfortable? Oh, good. The council has banished you to exile on a desert asteroid. So relax, enjoy the trip, and don't get any ideas. These guns are locked onto your genetic signature. They won't shoot anyone but you.
626 bites Gantu's finger.
Are you?
Gantu holds a gun.
May I remind the captain that he is on duty?
Gantu pulls the gun from 626's head.
Secure the cell!
Aye, Captain.
The cell door closes behind Gantu, who now stalks into a control room.
Captain
Andre. Gantu towers behind two tiny crew members.
Head full.
Gantu plops into a chair, then shows his finger to the pair.
Does this look infected to you?
Now, light beams shoot from a spacecraft as blue flames jetting from its rear, it speeds off into space. A humongous shark-like spaceship and hundreds of smaller vessels follow. In the cell, the twin guns swivel as 626 twists his head and flaps his ears. The guns point toward 626's drool as it dribbles off his tongue and onto the floor. The uniformed alien shifts playing cards in his hand and then turns toward 626.
Quiet, you!
626 snarls, then spits. The guns shoot the spittle.
Gunfire in the cell bay!
Open the channel.
The quivering alien stands behind a hole blasted in the floor. 626 spits on the alien's blue cap. The guns aim. The alien ducks. His cap hovers in midair. The cell door blasts apart.
He's loose on deck C!
Red alert! Seal off the deck!
626 drops from the ceiling, then scampers away from the guns, shielding himself behind metal scraps. Nearby, a heavy door lowers. 626 grabs its bottom edge.
Converge on door 7!
626 slips under the door as guards arrive. Three guards fire. 626 slides into a wall grate. One guard fires his weapon inside.
Security to bridge.
It's in the ventilation system.
Gantu fires its weapon into a pipe above his head.
He's headed for the power!
The lights go off.
Grid.
The darkened spaceship shakes.
What was that?
I don't think he's on the ship anymore.
Confirm, he's taken a police cruiser.
A red spacecraft shoots past outside the window.
Yeah, he took the red one.
Inside the cruiser, 626 waves his arms. Green laser beam slices through space over the cruiser's glass cockpit. 626 bares his teeth and tongue, shakes his fist, and speeds away. A pack of space cruisers fire in pursuit. 626 turns his ship around. A six-barrel gun pops from underneath it and fires. 626 flies through the approaching spaceships, dodging them, then collides head-on into one.
That's it!
Grinning, 626 smashes glass on the cruiser's control board, then pulls out a striped lever.
System charging.
Engaged his H drive.
Warning, guidance is not functional.
Pursuit commander, that crazy trog is about to make a jump.
Break formation to clear that ship.
Navigation failed. Do not engage hyperdrive.
Laughing, 626 pulls the lever down. His smoking ship vanishes in a series of red and violet waves. Gantu pounds his fist and slumps in his chair.
Get me galactic control.
The council leader enters a command center.
Where is he?
He's still in hyperspace.
Where will he exit?
Calculating now. Quadrant 17, section 005, area 51. A planet called Yarth.
I want an expert on this planet in here now.
On a screen, the cruiser approaches a blue planet.
What is that?
Water. Most of the planet is covered in it.
He won't survive in water. His molecular density is too great.
The alien technician smiles. On the large screen, 626 descends over the Pacific Ocean.
No.
The cruiser lands on an island, Kauai, in the middle of the ocean.
Of course. How much time do we have?
We have projected his landing at 3 hours, 42 minutes.
Oh, we have to gas the planet.
A one-eyed alien.
Hold everything! Earth is a protected wildlife reserve. Yeah, we've been using it to rebuild the mosquito population, which, need I remind you, is an endangered species.
Am I to assume you are the expert?
Oh, I don't know about expert. Agent Blakely, as you say.
Can we not simply destroy the island?
No! Crazy head! The mosquito's food of choice, primitive humanoid life forms have colonies all over that planet.
Are they intelligent?
No, but they're very delicate. In fact, every time an asteroid strikes their planet, they have to begin life all over. It's fascinating, isn't it? But this I've been able to study.
What if our military forces just landed there?
Well, that'd be a bad idea! These are extremely simple creatures, miss. Landing there would create mass mayhem and planet-wide panic.
A quiet capture would require an understanding of 626 that we do not possess. Who, then, Mr. Pleakley, would you send for his extraction?
Pleakley touches his lip.
Does he have a brother?
The council leader straightens.
Close grandmother, perhaps?
Now, Pleakley and the leader enter a large prison with rows of cells.
Friendly cousin? Maybe with a beard?
An elevator carries them to an upper tier where Jumba sits in a large glass-doored cell. He holds a newspaper, a headline above a photograph of Jumba and 626, idiot scientist jailed. Jumba rips the paper to bits as the cell door slides open and Pleakley and the leader step inside. A five-barrel gun hovers behind them. Jumba grins.
Jumba where?
I'm sure this comes as no surprise to you.
I designed this creature for it to be unstoppable.
Which is precisely why you must now bring him back.
What, me?
And to reward you, we are willing to trade your freedom for his capture.
Yawning, Jumba rubs his round head.
626 will not come easily. Maybe a direct hit from plasma cannon might stun him long enough to...
Plasma cannon granted. Do we have a bargain, Dr. Jumba?
Jumba's mouth forms a thin line.
But it's a delicate planet.
Who's going to control him?
Pleakley points at Jumba.
You will.
Three-legged Pleakley smiles.
Your Highness,
she leaves.
I didn't quite... you're not joking?
So, tell me, my little one-eyed one, on what poor, pitiful, defenseless planet has my monstrosity been unleashed?
Walt Disney Pictures presents Lilo and Stitch. Chris Sanders as Genetic Experiment 626, or Stitch. DeVay Chase as Lilo. Tia Carrere as Nani. Ving Rhames as Cobra Bubbles. David Ogden Stiers as Dr. Jumba. K. Kevin McDonald as Agent Pleakley, Jason Scott Lee as David Kawina, Zoe Caldwell as Grand Councilwoman of the United Galactic Federation, and Kevin Michael Richardson as Captain Gantu. Produced by Clark Spencer, directed by Chris Sanders and Dean Dubois. In a clear blue ocean, an orange fish carrying a sandwich in its mouth swims past other colorful fish. A dark-eyed girl, about 7 years old, with long black hair and brown skin, swims toward the water's surface. She wears a red and yellow striped bathing suit. Elsewhere, a row of brown-skinned women wearing crowns of green leaves dance on a stage. Smiling, the girl's head pops out of a wave. On the stage, two bare-chested men slap large gourds or hollowed-out hard-shelled fruit. The girl scrambles out of the surf, runs past sunbathers, then grabs a green duffel bag. She pauses by a large man, his shoulders and bald head red with sunburn. He holds an ice cream cone. The girl pulls out a camera, looks through the viewfinder, then steps back. The camera flashes. The ice cream scoop topples from the cone onto the sand. Grinning, the girl scampers down a tropical forest path toward a village. Now the dancers sway and clap their hands. Still running, the girl puts on a green grass skirt. Other girls in grass skirts peer at the dancers from backstage. Another bare-chested man motions toward them. The girls file on stage in front of the women. The man counts. Five women dance behind the four girls who also dance. Groaning, the man closes his eyes. Outside, the swimming girl races toward a door, opens it, and runs inside. She emerges on stage, peering from behind a woman's grass skirt. The bare-chested man, wearing a large necklace, paces past the stage. With water dripping from her arms and hands, the girl joins the four young dancers, taking the center spot next to a red-haired girl wearing glasses. As puddles form on the wooden stage, the dancers take a step forward, clap, then stand motionless. The four girls slip on puddles and fall.
Stop! Stop! Lilo.
Why are you all wet?
It's sandwich day.
The man kneels beside Lilo.
Every Thursday I take Pudge the Fish a peanut butter sandwich.
Pudge is a fish?
And today we are out of peanut butter. I asked my sister what to give him and she said a tuna sandwich. I can't give Pudge tuna. Do you know what tuna is?
Fish?
It's fish! If I gave Pudge tuna, I'd be an abomination. I'm late because I had to go to the store and get peanut butter because all we have is vegan tuna!
Lilo, why is this so important?
Pudge controls the weather.
The red-haired girl turns to Lilo.
You're crazy.
Lilo pounces on the girl and hits her face.
Please! Everybody calm down!
Girls.
The man picks Lilo up. The other girls cower behind him.
Lilo.
I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Maybe you should call your sister.
No, I'll be good. I want to dance. I practiced. I just want to dance. I practiced.
The red-haired girl touches her own arm.
Oh, she bit me.
Now, her head lowered, Lilo sits on the building's porch. The other girls run out the door past her.
I called your sister. She said to wait for her here on the porch.
The man pats Lilo's head.
We'll try again on Sunday.
Lilo, wearing a red dress printed with white leaves, stands. The other girls in shorts and t-shirts stroll away, carrying plastic fashion dolls.
Look infected to you?
Yeah.
Smiling, Lilo stands nearby.
Better not have rabies. If you have rabies, the dog catcher are gonna have them.
Are you gonna play dolls?
You don't have a doll.
Lilo reaches into her bag.
This is Scrump.
A green doll.
I made her, but her head is too big. So I pretend the bug laid eggs in her ears. And she's upset because she only has a few more days.
The other girls have vanished. Lilo hurls Scrump, a cloth doll with button eyes, onto the ground. She stalks down a hill. A moment later, Lilo runs back, picks up Scrump, and hugs her. Pressing the doll against her cheek, Lilo carries her down the hill. A dark-haired woman approaches the porch.
Lilo?
Wearing blue shorts and a pink t-shirt, the woman peers through a window.
Lilo? Oh, no.
Now she sprints around a corner.
You better be home.
And rushes down a hill. A sports car brakes in front of her.
Hey!
Watch where you're going!
She kicks the bumper.
Stupid head!
Seated behind the car's wheel, a bald man with a gold earring. Now, a woman runs up a staircase outside a sprawling yellow house and jiggles the doorknob.
Lilo! Lilo! Open the door, Lilo!
The woman sticks her head through a small doggy door.
Lilo, we don't have time for this.
Lilo lies on her back.
Leave me alone to die.
Come on, Lilo. The social worker's gonna be here any minute.
Lilo turns a button on a portable record player.
Some room for broken
The woman turns the inside door lock. Metal nails protrude from the doorframe. Grimacing, the woman grabs a hammer on the floor. Outside the house, the sports car pulls up. The woman removes a nail with a hammer.
Finished when I get in there.
Lilo lip syncs or mouths the lyrics. Outside, the man approaches, then hooks his foot around the woman's ankle.
I'm gonna stuff you in the blender, push puree, then bake you into a pie and feed it to the social worker. And when he says, this is great, what's your secret? I'm gonna say...
He slides her toward him.
Love and nurturing?
Smiling, she stands.
Hi.
She drops the hammer behind her.
You must be the,
The stupid head.
Oh, you know, I'm really sorry about that. And if I'd known who you were, of course I never would have... I can pay for that.
It's a rental. Are you the guardian in question?
Yes, I'm Nani. Nice to meet you, Mr...
Nani extends her hand.
Bubbles.
Mr. Bubbles? That's a strange...
Yes, I know. Are you going to invite me in, Nani?
I thought we could sit out here and talk.
I don't think so.
The dark-skinned Bubbles glares. Nani motions with her thumb. Nani hops over the porch railing. A barrel-chested Bubbles, wearing a dark suit and sunglasses, follows. Nani slips through bushes to the back door. She jiggles the doorknob.
Wait here.
Nani steps through rubbish beside the door, then disappears around a corner. Bubbles' head jerks. Nani flings open the back door.
So, lemonade?
Do you often leave your sister home alone?
No, never.
A drawing of Lilo, written above it, me alone.
Yes. Now, I had to run to the store to get some...
Smoke billows from a pot on a dirty stove.
You left the stove on while you were out.
Chloe! Just a simmer.
She sniffs the smoke.
Coming along great.
Found that this morning.
Lilo, there you are, honey face. This is Mr. Bubbles.
He extends his hand.
Your knuckles say cobra.
Bubbles pulls his hand away, then kneels on one knee.
Cobra Bubbles. You don't look like a social worker.
I'm a special classification.
Did you ever kill anyone?
Bubbles' lip twitches.
We're getting off the subject. Let's talk about you. Are you happy?
Behind Bubbles, Nani, mouthing instructions, motions with her hands.
I eat 4 food groups and look both ways before crossing the street, and take long naps, and get disciplined.
Disciplined?
Yeah, she disciplines me real good. Sometimes 5 times a day. With bricks.
Bricks?
Uh-huh, in a pillowcase.
Okay, that's enough sugar for you. Why don't you run along, you little cutie? The other social workers just thought she was a scream. Thirsty?
Nani opens a refrigerator.
Let me illuminate to you the precarious situation in which you have found yourself.
He closes the refrigerator.
I'm the one they call when things go wrong. And things have indeed gone wrong.
Bubbles removes his sunglasses, then glares at Nani. Now, in the living room, he stands over Lilo. She decorates 4 spoons, faces of her dance partners drawn on their bowls, with grass skirts. Nearby, a book, Practical Voodoo. She puts the spoons in a pickle jar and shakes it. Lilo looks up.
Be punished.
Bubbles frowns. Nani glares. Bubbles hands Lilo a card.
Time you left here alone.
Yep.
Bubbles pulls the doorknob.
You're wondering, this did not go well.
The nails pop out.
3 days to change my mind.
Bubbles leaves. Nani glares. Lilo screams. Lilo runs. Nani tackles her, hooking her arm across Lilo's mouth. Lilo licks it.
Lilo!
Lilo darts away. Nani sprints after her into the empty living room, then, smiling, enters another room where a washing machine and dryer stand by the back door. Nani spreads a blanket in front of the dryer, climbs atop the machine, opens the back door, then kicks it closed with her foot. Lilo crawls from the dryer onto the blanket. Nani creeps behind Lilo, gathers her up in the blanket, then slings it over her shoulder. In the living room now, Nani opens the blanket and grabs the snarling Lilo's arm.
Why didn't you wait at the school? You were supposed to wait there! Lilo! Do you not understand? Do you want to be taken away? Answer me!
No!
No, you don't understand?
No!
No? What?
No!
Lilo lies face down on the floor. Nani releases Lilo's arm and leans over her.
Ugh, you're such a pain.
So why don't you sell me and buy a rabbit instead?
At least a rabbit will behave better than you.
Go ahead, then you'll be happy because it will be smarter than me too.
And quieter!
I don't like it because it's stinky like you.
Get out of your room!
I'm already in my room.
Taped to Lilo's door. Kapoo! Nani buries her face in a pillow and screams, as does Lilo. Later, Lilo, wearing pajamas, sits in bed and studies Scrump.
Hey.
Nani enters, carrying a plate.
I brought you some pizza, in case you were hungry.
Lilo closes her eyes.
We're a broken family, aren't we?
Nani kneels beside Lilo.
Maybe.
Nani glances away from Lilo.
Maybe a lot. I shouldn't have yelled at you.
We're sisters. It's our job.
Yeah, well, from now on...
I like you better as a sister than a mom.
Nani rests her elbows on Lilo's bed.
And you like me better as a sister than a rabbit, right?
Nani picks up Lilo, sits on the bed, and cradles her.
Yes. Yes, I do.
I hit Myrtle Edmonds today.
You hit her?
Before I bit her.
You bit her? Lilo, you shouldn't.
People treat me different.
Nani caresses Lilo's face.
They just don't know what to say. I'll tell you what. If you promise not to fight anymore, I promise not to yell at you. Except on special occasions.
Tuesdays and bank holidays would be good.
Yeah, would that be good?
My camera's full again. Aren't they beautiful?
On the wall, photos of pudgy sunbathers. The lights go out. Lilo scampers to the room's open window as a flaming green object slices through the clouds.
A falling star!
The object plunges into distant trees.
I call it! Get out! Get out! I have to make a wish!
Lilo pushes Nani out the door.
Gravity is increasing on me.
No, it's not.
It is too, Lilo. The same thing happened yesterday.
Nani falls on Lilo.
You rotten sister, your butt is crushing me. Why do you act so weird?
Now Nani opens Lilo's door and peeks in. Lilo kneels beside her bed.
It's me again. I need someone to be my friend. Someone who won't run away. Maybe send me an angel. The nicest angel you can.
626 leaps out of a crater. Smoke billows behind him.
Oh,
he darts down a pile of rocks, then hops out of the underbrush onto a road. 626 walks into the road. A raindrop plops down beside him. He shoots it. Another raindrop hits him. He fires his gun skyward. 626 snarls at the pouring rain. 626 points three yellow pistols at a frog. A large truck bears down on 626. He draws a fourth gun and aims. The truck and a second truck roll over 626, knocking away his pistols and sending him tumbling. The trucks, with flat tires, stop.
What we went hit?
The truckers step outside and shine flashlights under one truck.
There it is. Stay jammed under the fender.
Oh. 626's limp arm dangles. 626, no longer wearing his spacesuit, grips his head as he sits up on a stone floor. Four quaking dogs huddle in a nearby corner, snarling. 626 points his arms at them, then stalks toward them.
Look at that! or pasta.
We're looking for something that can defend itself. Something that won't die. Something sturdy, you know?
Like a lobster.
Lilo, Lolo, do we have a lobster door? No, we have a dog door. We're getting a dog.
626 scurries across the ceiling of the Aloha Animal Rescue Building past Lilo and Nani, then scoots out the door. He dodges green plasma shots, then slips behind a rock.
Need your name and address at the bottom of the frame.
The door opens, then shuts. 626 crawls inside across the ceiling.
Camel's back this way. Go. Pick someone out.
Now Lilo peers down a row of empty cages.
Hello?
She steps across a drainage grate.
Hello?
Inside a cage, 626 bangs his head.
Are there any animals in here?
Several dogs hug the rafters overhead. 626 scampers to a hole in his chain-link cage as Lilo passes. On a wall, a poster of a girl hugging a dog. Adopt today. 626 examines himself. He grimaces as two of his four arms retract into his sides. Then two antennae on his head and three spiky protrusions on his back retract. He scampers toward Lilo.
Wow.
626 stands on his hind legs.
Wow.
He hugs Lilo.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. All of our dogs are adoptable.
Lilo with 626.
That one! What is that thing? A dog, I think. But it was dead this morning.
It was dead this morning?
When we thought it was dead, it was hit by a truck.
I like him. Come here, boy.
The clerk clings to 626 as he crawls atop Nani, who cringes in a chair.
Wouldn't you like a different dog? We have better dogs, dear.
Not better than him. He can talk. Say hello.
Hello.
Dogs can't talk, dear.
He did.
Does it have to be this dog?
626 sticks his tongue into his nostril, pulls out a green glob, and eats it.
Yes, he's good. I can tell.
Later.
You'll have to think of a name for him.
His name is Stitch.
No, that's not a real name.
Nani shakes her head.
In Iceland. But here it's a good name. Stitch it is. And there's a $2 license fee.
I want to buy him.
Nani hands money to Lilo, who hands it back. Nani gives it to the clerk, who stamps the adoption form.
He's all yours.
You're all mine.
Well, what's he doing?
Shh, keep quiet. He's listening for us.
A rifle's x-ray sight focuses on a glowing orange Stitch.
How good is his hearing?
Wide-eyed, Stitch faces the gun. Outside, Jumba wraps his hand around Pleakley's throat. Jumba shines the rifle's red beam onto Stitch's chest.
Why don't you run?
Jumba cocks the rifle's trigger.
I'm coming!
Lilo hugs Stitch.
I have just determined this situation to be far too hazardous!
Don't worry, I won't hit her!
No! That girl is a part of the mosquito food chain! Here, educate yourself!
Pleakley hands Jumba a viewmaster.
That little girl for a shield! This is low even for you!
Stitch stands on his head and shakes his bottom.
Tear him apart with all both my...
Jumba storms toward Stitch.
Please, Stitch!
We cannot proceed! Bad dog, barking at nothing.
The clerk sprays Stitch's face with water.
You can't shoot, and you can't be seen. Look at you!
You look like a monster.
We have to blip in.
Now, outside an electronics shop.
Okay, I gotta get to work. Stick around town and stay out of the roads, okay? I'll meet you at one.
Stitch peers at a television in the shop's window. On screen, people flee a giant tarantula. A spider fills the screen.
Okay, I guess we should be going.
Nani blows a raspberry on Lilo's cheek. Nani grimaces and leaves. Lilo waves. Stitch snarls as the red-haired Myrtle and two other girls approach riding bikes. Lilo runs in front of Myrtle in the middle of the street.
What do you want? I'm sorry I bit you and pulled your hair and punched you in the face.
Apology not accepted. Now get out of my way before I run you over. I got a new dog. His name is Stitch.
That is the ugliest thing I have ever saw.
Yeah! Ew! Get it away from me!
Jumba and Pleakley, disguised as people, stand nearby. Stitch knocks Myrtle off her tricycle, hops on it with Lilo, then speeds down a hill.
Oh, great! He's loose!
His destructive programming is taking effect. He will be irresistibly drawn to large cities, where he will back up sewers, reverse street signs, and steal everyone's left shoe.
Now Stitch drives Lilo through a forest and onto a sandy beach. Stitch gazes at the ocean. Now they ride past wildflowers and stop on a rocky outcrop facing the sea. The blue and pink tricycle speeds across a dirt road, billowing dust behind it. Stitch skids to a stop on another cliff overlooking the ocean.
On an island with no large cities.
Stitch's body stiffens. He falls on the ground and kicks his legs.
Are you okay?
Now, beside an elevated roadway, Lilo throws a stick, then points toward it. Stitch grimaces. Lilo sprays him with water from a bottle.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree.
Snarling, Stitch hurls the bottle. Lilo stalks away. In a picnic area, Stitch reaches for a sandwich. Nani wags her finger at him. Stitch draws back his fist.
I'm gonna stick right.
Nearby, Jumbo, wearing a Hawaiian shirt and sunglasses, reveals his gun hidden in a bag. Stitch hugs Lilo and glares toward Jumbo. Now on a beach, a volleyball hits Stitch's head. Stitch kicks the ball into a man's head. The man falls, then glares. Stitch grins. Now in town, Stitch shuffles through postcards as Lilo takes two snow cones from a vendor. She hands one to Stitch, who licks it. Now a small dog sniffs Stitch's pudgy tail. Stitch jams his snow cone onto the dog's head, then tosses the postcards at him. The dog scampers away. Now Stitch hops into a space adventure ride on a sidewalk. Lilo drops a coin in a slot and joins Stitch as the mechanical spaceship sways. Stitch goes limp. Nearby, Jumba and Pleakley, disguised as a woman, sit at a table and sip drinks. Jumba raises his glass. Nighttime. A bare-chested man holds two flaming torches. As people seated in an outdoor restaurant watch, a man wearing a red loincloth and grass leggings twirls the torches on a stage. He tosses one torch behind his back, catches it, then somersaults forward. He sips from a bottle, holds one torch above his head, then blows a fireball from his mouth. Smiling, the dark-eyed man bows. The stage's grass roof collapses in flames. The barefooted man stomps on the fire. Lilo colors a picture of Stitch.
This is you. This is your badness level.
Colored mostly red.
It's really high for someone your size. We have to fix that.
Ay, 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 Lilo. Your dog cannot sit at the table.
Stitch is troubled. He needs dessert.
Oh, you didn't even eat your sweet potato. I thought you liked them.
Dessert!
Nani, wearing a bikini top and long skirt, leaves, carrying a tray. Now the performer approaches.
David! I got a new dog!
Oh, you sure it's a dog?
Uh-huh. He used to be a collie before he got ran over.
Nani places two slices of cake on Lilo's table. Stitch devours them. Stitch spews the cake onto the table. He pulls a cherry from his mouth, then slides the cake toward Lilo.
Ew!
How's it, Nani?
Soot covers David's body.
Did you catch fire again?
Nah, just the stage. Listen, I was wondering, if you're not doing anything this...
David, I told you, I can't.
Stitch and Lilo look up.
I got a lot to deal with right now.
I know. I just figured you might need some time.
You smell like a lawnmower.
David breathes into his palm, then sniffs.
Look, I gotta go. The kid at table 3 is throwing poi again. Maybe some other time, okay?
David watches Nani leave.
Don't worry. She likes your butt and fancy hair. I know. I read her diary.
She thinks it's fancy?
David smiles and touches his dark hair. Stitch snarls, then sniffs.
Oh!
Stitch hops off his chair, then follows a green and blue chicken drumstick pulled across the floor on a string. Stitch grabs the drumstick. Jumba grabs Stitch.
Ah! Look what Jumba. I found! Get the string!
Stitch bites Jumba's fist. Jumba pounds him. Stitch shoves Pleakley's head into his mouth. Nani drops her order pad, pounds Stitch's head with her fist, then grabs a pitcher and splashes Stitch with purple liquid. Stitch growls and bites Pleakley, who wears a black wig. Nani pulls Stitch away, then holds him down.
Hey, Nani!
A scowling man approaches.
Is that your dog?
All is well. Please, go about your business. I'm okay.
Your head looks swollen.
Actually, she's just ugly.
Darling, he's joking. Ugly. Look at me.
This is not working out.
But
he crosses his muscular arms.
Yeah? Well, who wants to work at this stupid, fakey luau anyway?
She walks away.
Oh, no.
Nani and Lilo climb the staircase outside their seaside home. Stitch calls behind them.
Did you lose your job because of Stitch and me?
Nah, the manager's a vampire. He wanted me to join his Legion of the Undead.
I knew it.
Lilo opens the front door.
This is a great club. You'll like it a lot.
Nani switches on a light.
See?
Lilo.
Stitch rips up a pillow.
Ah.
Hey, what is the matter with you?
Be careful of the little angel.
It's not an angel, Lilo. I don't even think it's a dog. We just have to take him back.
He's just cranky because it's his bedtime.
Stitch forms his body into a ball, then rolls into the kitchen. He turns on a blender filled with pink liquid.
Hey, what are you doing?
He removes the lid. The liquid splatters him. Nani pulls the blender away and grabs the chuckling alien.
Look at him, Lilo. He's obviously mutated from something else. We have to take him back.
He was an orphan and we adopted him. What about Ohana?
He hasn't been here that long.
Neither have I. Dad said Ohana means family.
Holding Stitch in one arm, Nani opens the front door. Frowning, she closes it.
Huh? Ohana means family. Family means nobody
gets left behind.
Or
forgotten. I know. I hate it when you use Ohana against me.
Lilo sticks out her tongue. Nani sticks out hers. Stitch jumps onto the floor.
Don't worry, you can sleep right next to me.
Nani lies down on the couch. Later, Stitch kicks open Lilo's bedroom door and inches inside, sniffing.
Look how curious the puppy is. This is my room, and this is your bed.
A pineapple crate.
This is your dolly and bottle. See? Doesn't spill. I filled it with coffee.
Stitch takes the baby bottle.
Good puppy. Now get into bed.
Stitch shoves Lilo to the floor.
Hey, that's mine!
Grinning, Stitch hops onto Lilo's bed. He sucks the bottle.
Down!
Stitch smacks her with a pillow, then grabs a photograph underneath it.
Be careful of that! You don't touch this! Don't ever touch it!
Growling, Stitch hops over the foot of Lilo's bed as she returns the photo under her pillow.
No! Don't pull on her head!
She's recovering from surgery!
Lilo pulls Scrump away from Stitch, who rolls away.
No! That's from my blue period!
Stitch tears a strip from a drawing. Lilo drapes a flower necklace or lei around his neck. Stitch falls on his back.
You know, you wreck everything you touch. Why not try and make something for a change?
Lilo climbs atop her bed's footboard. Below her, Stitch stacks books and arranges a clock, toy boats, and other objects into a miniature city with skyscrapers and a long bridge. He holds out his arms.
Ah!
Wow. San Francisco.
Stitch pulled the shade off a lamp, its base, a woman's body. He stomps through his city, toppling buildings, then leaps on the bridge and picks up a toy car. Stitch shoves the car into his mouth and chews it.
No more caffeine for you.
Now on a hilltop, Jumba peers through binoculars.
This little girl is wasting her time. 626 cannot be taught to ignore its destructive program.
Pleakley climbs into a sleeping bag. He puts on his black wig, gazes at himself in a hand mirror, then fluffs the hair.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Pleakley pulls off the wig.
I want to try it on.
Hey, Al! You're just jealous because I'm pretty!
Pleakley looks at an insect on his forearm.
A mosquito has chosen me as her perch. She's so beautiful.
Another mosquito lands.
Another one. And another one. Why, it's a whole flock. They like me. They're nuzzling my flesh with their noses. Now they're,
Mosquitoes cover Pleakley's skinny body. Nani chats on a portable telephone.
I think it might be a koala. An evil koala. I can't even pet it. It keeps staring at me like it's gonna eat me.
In the kitchen now, Stitch's shadow looms over Nani, who drops the phone.
Hello?
Stitch takes a can from the refrigerator, puts it in his mouth, then kicks the refrigerator door closed and scampers upstairs. Jumba's binoculars focus on Stitch guzzling the can's contents in Lilo's bedroom.
Well, this is interesting.
What?
626 was designed to be a monster, but now there's nothing to destroy.
Bleakley covered with bandages.
See, I never gave him a greater purpose. What must it be like to have nothing? Not even memories to visit in the middle of the night.
Stitch surveys his San Francisco. He picks up a book, then tosses it aside. He pulls another book, Oyster Farming, Is It For You?, from a bookshelf, then tosses it. Then Fire Eating for Fun and Profit. Next, Stitch pulls out road maps of Iowa. He tears out a page, then flips through the others before flinging the book aside. Now, a book with a duck on its cover. Stitch's eyes widen. He shakes a sleeping Lilo. Stitch points to a drawing of a duck in the book. He sits beside Lilo, who yawns.
That's the ugly duckling. See, he's sad because he's all alone and nobody wants him. And on this page, his family hears him crying and they find him. Then the ugly duckling is happy because he knows where he belongs.
Stitch taps one paw against his mouth, then closes the book and carries it to his crate. He leans back against a pillow.
Want to listen to the king?
Lilo holds a record.
You look like an Elvis fan.
Morning. Nani sleeps in bed. Above her, a digital clock. 7:15.
Nani.
Nani raises her head.
Oh, yeah.
Look.
Lilo places one of Stitch's claws on a record spinning on a portable player. She opens his mouth.
We can go on together.
Nani watches wide-eyed and open-mouthed as Lilo opens and closes Stitch's mouth as the music goes on and off. Nani opens the front door, revealing Bubbles.
Heard you lost your job.
Well, actually, I just quit that job because, you know, the hours are just not conducive to the challenges of raising a child.
Stitch flings his book at Bubbles.
I am so sorry about that.
What is that thing?
That's my puppy.
Really?
Bubbles flinches, then twists his neck.
Thus far, you have been adrift in the sheltered harbor of my patience. But I cannot ignore you being jobless. Do I make myself clear?
Perfectly.
And next time I see this dog, I expect it to be a model citizen. Capiche?
Yes?
New job. Model citizen.
One lens pops from his sunglasses.
Good day.
The sisters exchange glances. Stitch's eyes narrow. In a market, Nani approaches a white-haired woman.
Sasagawa, I'm here to answer your newspaper ad.
Elvis Presley was a model citizen. I've compiled a list of his traits for you to practice. Number one is dancing.
I can't talk now, dear. I'm waiting for someone to answer my ad.
That's why I'm here.
Hands on your hips. Now follow my lead.
Lilo swings her hips to the right. Stitch, wearing a grass skirt, imitates her. They raise their arms, then kneel.
Oh, that's my one hand.
I know.
Dancing with Lilo, Stitch spins out of control, grabs Mrs. Hasakawa, and crashes into a watermelon, which covers the old woman's head.
Why is everything so dark?
A coffee shop.
All about coffee.
Let's move on to step two. Elvis played guitar. Here. Hold it like this. Put your fingers here. Now you try.
Stitch plays a four-string ukulele.
And I make great cappuccinos and lattes with
them. I wish I could, Nani, but I just hide Teddy and the tour season end.
As Stitch plays, the windows of the coffee ship shatter, as does a coffee pot a dark-haired woman holds. Now Nani stands at the front desk of a hotel.
Concierge is my life.
Lena holds a photo of Elvis Presley.
This is the face of romance. She looks like she could use some lover.
A white-haired woman sits reading a newspaper. Stitch grabs her hand.
Oh, we might have something.
Good. Now kiss her.
Now Nani runs from the hotel with Lilo and Stitch.
I'm sure Elvis had his bad days too.
I'm all about saving people.
Actually, I do think we have an opening.
A lifeguard on the beach.
This is it. Time to bring it all together.
Oh, that would be so great. You have no idea how badly I need this job.
Stitch, wearing a sparkly gray jumpsuit and black hairpiece, carries the ukulele.
Not today!
Lilo plugs in an amplifier. Stitch plays the ukulele and dances. People on the beach watch and smile. Lilo dances atop the amplifier. A woman holding a camera approaches Stitch, then faints. Now a crowd forms, flashing pictures. Stitch drops the ukulele. Lilo runs toward him. Stitch rips off his costume, then chomps a woman's camera to bits. A man squirts Stitch with a water pistol.
Hey, knock it off!
Stitch wipes his face with his paws, then picks the man up and throws him. The beachgoers flee, knocking ice cream out of the bald, sunburned man's ice cream cone. As Stitch chews up the water pistol, Bubbles watches from a distance. Lilo waves to Nani. Now, the tall blonde lifeguard frowns and walks off. Stitch picks up the smashed ukulele. Lilo and Nani sit beside each other in the sand. Nani tosses a paper aside. Lilo tosses the photograph of Elvis. The smiling David approaches, carrying two surfboards.
Hey, Lilo. How's it, Nani?
We've been having a bad day.
David's smile fades. Nani lowers her head.
Hey, I might not be a doctor, but I know that there's no better cure for a sour face than a couple of boards and some choice waves. What do you think?
Nani smiles at Lilo.
I think that's a great idea.
Now in the ocean, Nani, Lilo, and Stitch, all seated on one board, pass over a sea turtle. Stitch studies the water, dips one paw in, then steps back. David paddles past on his board and rubs Stitch's head. As Nani paddles up to David, he picks Lilo up and places her on his board. Stitch peers at them from behind Nani's back. David paddles onto the top of a wave, then stands. Lilo sits on the front of his board as they curve toward the shore. Floating on her board, Nani watches, then lowers her head. Right there. Stitch pops up, clasps his paws together, then points ahead. Nani raises her eyebrows. David and Lilo float by, flexing their muscles and posing. Nani raises her leg and pushes David into the water with her foot. Now Nani surfs alone over a large wave. David and Lilo surf, then flip off the board, David catching Lilo as they fall in the water. Now Nani and Lilo surf together, then swim underwater as Stitch watches them from above on the surfboard. Surfacing, Nani lifts Lilo and tosses her to David, who sits on the board with Stitch. David tickles Lilo. They smile. Now on the beach, Stitch watches Nani and David swing Lilo by her arms. Later, as the sun sets, Stitch watches David and Nani build a sandcastle beside a grinning Lilo, who lies under a mound of sand, only her feet and head exposed. Stitch packs sand around his body. Nani places a small red flag atop the castle. Stitch places a leaf on his sand pile. Stitch smiles, then, ears drooping, buries his face in the sand. Now Lilo places a starfish atop a sand pile. Stitch approaches, dragging a surfboard. He nudges Lilo, who smiles. Now, perched above in a palm tree, Jumba and Pleakley, who holds a red transmitter.
Oh, can't complain, Mom. I'm camping out with a convicted criminal. And, I have my head chewed on by a monster!
Something is not right. 626 is returning willingly to water.
Oh, hold on, Mom. Another call.
On the transmitter screen, the councilwoman.
You are overdue. I want a status report.
Oh, things are going well.
He cannot swim.
They're going well. Jumba, are they going well?
Why will he risk drowning?
Jumba, help me out here.
I would have expected you back by now with 626 in hand.
Just a few things left to pack. And we'll be...
Hang up. We are going swimming.
Huh?
As Jumba drops down from the tree, Pleakley is sprung into the air. Now in the ocean, Nani, Lilo, and Stitch ride a surfboard onto a rising wave. Nani stands as the wave grows tall. On the back end of the board, Stitch opens his mouth wide, exposing his sharp yellow teeth. As they ride across the wave, Stitch runs forward and grabs Nani's right leg. Nani glances down, then maneuvers back and forth through a wave tunnel. Stitch lifts his paws in the air and shouts. Now Jumba peers inside the wave and grabs Stitch, pulling him underwater. Nani and Lilo skim the wall of the wave, then flip over. David sits on the shore as Nani and Lilo surface.
Lilo!
What happened?
Some Lolo must have stuffed us in a barrel.
Where's Stitch?
Stitch pops up, clawing Lilo's head. Jumba pulls Lilo and Stitch underwater.
Stitch dragged her down.
David dives underwater where Jumba sinks deeper with Lilo and Stitch. Now, Nani and David swim down and grab Lilo, pulling her to the surface. David dives again. Below, Stitch swipes handcuffs from Pleakley and hooks Jumba and Pleakley together at their wrists. Stitch bites Pleakley's air tank, sending both aliens upward. They bounce across the ocean's surface toward the horizon. Nani, holding Lilo, swims to shore. Stitch sinks deeper into the ocean. David reaches him and carries him toward the surface. On the shore, Nani drops to her knees.
Lilo? Lilo, look at me. Look at me, baby. Are you hurt?
No.
Nani and Lilo hug. David lugs a limp Stitch ashore.
He's unconscious, but I think he's alive.
David places Stitch on the sand, then puts one ear to Stitch's chest. Stitch opens his eyes, jumps on all fours, and snarls. Nani grabs Lilo and backs away. Bubble stands several feet away, his arms folded. He marches over.
David, take Lilo.
Nani runs to meet Bubbles.
This isn't what it looks like. It's just that.
Bubbles removes his sunglasses and studies them. Lilo turns away.
I know you're trying, Nani, but you need to think about what's best for Lilo. Even if it removes you from the picture.
Nani's eyebrows rise, then fall. She lowers her head.
I'll be back tomorrow morning for Lilo. I'm sorry.
Bubbles walks off, putting on his glasses. Nearby, Stitch tilts his head and blinks. David, holding Lilo, approaches Nani.
Nani, is there something I can do?
No, David. I need to take Lilo home now.
David hands over Lilo.
We have a lot to talk about, you know? Thanks.
Blinking, Stitch walks over and stands near David.
You know, I really believe that.
David gazes at Stitch.
And you came along.
Stitch looks with big glassy eyes at David, who walks away. Nighttime. Stitch climbs a wooden stairway. He meets a duck who stops, then turns. Five white ducklings waddle up behind the duck. The duck and the ducklings jump off the side of the steps. Stitch gazes up at Nani and Lilo, who sit facing one another in a hammock.
Lilo, honey?
Nani lowers her head. Her hair blows in the breeze.
We have two, huh?
Lilo shifts to one side.
Don't worry. You're nice. And someone will give you a job. I will.
Nani sighs, then extends her open palms to Lilo. Lilo crawls across the hammock and into Nani's arms. Nani caresses Lilo's cheek.
Aloha, boy. Aloha, boy. Ike ona ona no ho. Ikali ho. One fond embrace. Aho ina ho. Until we meet again.
Stitch watches as Nani removes two flowers, one each from Lilo's hair and her own hair, then lets the breeze carry them away. Now, in Lilo's bedroom, Stitch moves Lilo's pillow to reveal a photograph of Lilo with a man, woman, and the teenage Nani.
That's us before. It was rainy, and we went for a drive. What happened to yours? I hear you cry at night. Do you dream about them?
Stitch clutches the pillow. Lilo closes her eyes.
I know that's why you wreck things. You push me.
Stitch jumps from Lilo's bed onto the floor beside his crate. Lilo climbs into bed.
Our family's little now, and we don't have many toys. But if you want, you could be a part of it. You could be our baby, and we'd basically be good.
Stitch pulls the ugly duckling book from the crate and steps toward the open window.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody gets left behind. But if you want to leave, you can.
Stitch places the book on the windowsill, crawls outside, then grabs the book and disappears.
I'll remember you, Bob.
Lilo glances at her family picture.
I remember everyone you.
Lilo places the photograph under her pillow and lies her head down. Outside, Stitch hangs onto the windowsill by one claw. He lifts himself up, peers inside, then drops to the ground. Now Stitch shuffles into the woods. In a moonlit clearing, he opens the book to a drawing of two adult ducks lifting a smiling baby duck. On another page, written above a lone duck, I'm lost.
Lost.
Stitch sits back, then stands and glances around himself at the empty forest.
Lost.
Stitch's ears point upward as the forest darkens. Now on a craggy shoreline, waves crash against rocks.
Ah! A pretty little dolphin. They have sailors in the roar. They love pretty little. It's a shark! It's a shark and it ain't friendly! It looks like a dolphin. Tricky fish! Tricky fish! Oh, octopus coming to help me because, oh no, octopus is worse than the shark. I hate this.
Bleakley pulls a squid from his face, tosses it, then pulls himself out of the water onto a large flat rock. He collapses beside Jumba.
Little monster.
Bleakley sits up, pulls the red transmitter from a bag, then shakes water off of it.
Agent Bleakley here.
I have lost patience with you both.
Have you captured 626 or not?
Consider yourselves fired and prison-bound. Your incompetence is nothing short of unspeakable.
The councilwoman disappears from the transmitter's screen. Bleakley frowns.
We're fired! No! We're doing my way!
Your way?
Jumba leaves.
Don't wait!
The councilwoman.
Seems I have overestimated Jumba and Blinky.
Jumba and Bleakley.
Whatever. The mission is in jeopardy. This could be your chance to redeem yourself, Captain Gantu. How soon will you be prepared to leave?
Immediately.
Gantu blinks his squinty blue eyes. Now, sunlight streams into the forest clearing. Stitch wakes and rises from his book. His ears perk up as Jumba appears from behind bushes and points a plasma gun.
Don't run. Don't make me shoot you. You were expensive. Yes, that's it. Calm and quiet.
Jumba reaches for Stitch, who steps backward.
Waiting.
For what?
Jumba steps on the open book, then glances down.
Family.
You don't have one. I made you.
Maybe I could.
You're built to destroy. You can never belong.
Stitch bows his head.
Now come quietly, and we will take you apart.
Stitch runs.
No, don't run! Don't run!
Now, Nani, wearing a t-shirt and shorts, sits at the kitchen table and hunches over a coffee cup. She glances at a wall clock, 7:12. Lilo shuffles into the room. She wears her red and white dress.
Lilo. I didn't hear you get up.
Nani wipes her eyes. Lilo looks down.
Baby, what's wrong?
Stitch left.
Really?
It's good he's gone. He didn't want to be lonely. We don't need him.
Nani kneels beside Lilo and places her hands on Lilo's shoulders.
Sometimes you try your hardest, but things don't work out the way you want them to. Sometimes things have to change. And maybe sometimes they're for the better.
Nani's back straightens and her eyes open wide. Nani opens the front door.
David!
I think I found you a job.
You what?
Old man Kuakini's store. But we gotta hurry.
Okay. Lilo, baby, this is really important. I need you to stay here for a few minutes. I'm gonna be right back. Lock the door and don't answer it for anyone, okay? Things are finally turning around.
Nani and David run down the front steps.
Aw, David, I owe you one.
That's okay. You can just date me and we'll call it even.
They run down a road. Now a green plasma beam strikes the ground and a tree falls. Jumba chases Stitch.
Come back here, you little...
Stitch darts inside, stopping in front of Lilo.
Stitch? What is it?
Shh. Jumba peers into the hallway.
Oh, hiding behind your little friend won't work anymore. I tell you, we got fired this morning.
Stitch pushes Lilo away.
You're wrong.
Stitch catches the ball off green plasma and hurls it. It bounces off Jumba's face and onto Lilo's record player.
You ain't nothing but...
What are we gonna do?
Jumba, holding his head, sits up.
I love this song.
Push by.
Pliers.
What's that?
Screwdriver.
They operate on Scrump.
Come out, my friend, from wherever you're hiding by.
Stitch rolls Scrump toward Jumba on a roller skate. Scrump explodes, firing plasma and knocking Jumba down. Stitch climbs the walls.
What's the big deal?
I got this, mister.
I'll put you back together again. I'll make you taller and not so fluffy.
I'm not fluffy.
Jumba throws plates at Stitch. Outside, Pleakley flails his arms.
And poor man, sister.
Oh, leave my mother out of this.
The ceiling collapses.
What you could do is a makeover. I tried to give you my good looks, but let's face it, something went wrong.
No!
Lilo swats Jumba with a broom. Stitch throws him out a window.
Quick, follow me. If we make it,
you're alive!
They're all over the place!
Jumba enters the kitchen.
Coming to me? Here, let me stop you.
Jumba throws a tool into the door.
You always get in the way.
Where's the girl? What have you done to the girl?
Hello? Bubbles? Aliens are attacking my house.
No, no, no! No aliens!
Lilo on a telephone. Stitch crashes inside, hoisting a Volkswagen Beetle.
Maggie!
He smacks Jumba with a car.
Hunchback!
They want my dog!
There's no need to alert you guys!
Everything's under control.
Lilo, who was that?
Oh, good. My dog found the chainsaw.
Lilo, don't hang!
Stitch flips toward Jumba, who flings a plunger at him. Stitch skids across the floor, grabs a plasma gun, and fires it at Jumba.
Ha!
Jumba plugs the gun with a carrot.
Guns.
Wow, okay.
Thank you.
They toss the gun back and forth.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Merry Christmas.
It's not Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Believe me, Stitch.
Trust me, this is not going to end well.
One potato!
Pleakley, carrying Lilo on his back, scurries from the house.
Potato, more!
My
mother!
Go!
Me!
You!
Yes! I win!
Lilo's house explodes in a burst of green plasma. Lilo and Pleakley tumble to the ground. Now Nani leaves a general store.
Thanks. Mahalo plenty. You won't be disappointed. I'll show up early to help with the morning delivery.
A fire truck races by. The truck turns left up a dirt road.
No.
Stitch climbs from rubble as Nani runs past. Firemen spray the smoldering house with water.
One of them had a shining eye in the middle of his face.
Oh, Lilo.
Bubbles places Lilo in his car.
Please, don't do this.
You know I have no choice.
No! You're not taking her. I'm the only one who understands her. You take that away, she won't stand a chance.
You're making this harder than it needs to be.
Know what you're doing. She needs me.
Is this what she needs? It's clear to me that you need her a lot more than she needs you.
Lilo dashes from the car and into the forest.
Lilo! Lilo!
Standing in the forest, Stitch glances down. He picks up Lilo's family photo, now burned at the edges. He glances up as Lilo clambers over the roots of a large tree. Stitch creeps up behind her. Lilo pulls away. Stitch steps in front of Lilo and glances at the singed photo, then offers it to her. She takes it, then frowns.
He ruined everything.
Stitch unclasps his paws. Spikes sprout from his back, and antenna sprout from his head. Two additional arms grow out from his sides. Lilo pushes Stitch.
Get out of here, Stitch.
Gantu fires at them.
Surprise!
A web snatches up Lilo and Stitch.
And here I thought you'd be difficult to catch.
Gantu picks them up.
Silly me.
Lilo? Lilo!
Gantu stomps past Nani, knocking her down. She watches wide-eyed as Gantu walks to a spaceship and dumps Lilo and Stitch into a clear capsule, which he seals.
There you go, all buckled up for the trip.
He attaches it to the ship.
And look, I even caught you a little snack.
Nani runs toward Lilo and Stitch's capsule strapped to the spaceship's exterior.
No!
Johnny falls back as the ship's rockets spew fiery exhaust. Stitch squeezes out of the capsule, then falls to the ground as the ship blasts off. Nani watches the ship leave.
Milo.
A wobbly Stitch stands. Nani smacks him down with a tree branch.
Okay, talk. I know you had something to do with this. Oh. Now, where is Lilo? Oh. Talk! I know you can.
Stitch stands and holds up his paws.
Okay.
Ah!
Nani clobbers Stitch again.
Where's Lilo?
Lilo.
Jumba shoots, then pounces on Stitch.
Now, all your watching is up.
You're under arrest. Freedom is right.
Listen carefully.
Jumba smacks Stitch against a tree.
Hello, Galactic Command? Experiment 626 in custody. We'll wait right here.
Prickly cringes. Nani, knocked down by the laser blast, stands and walks towards Stitch and his captors.
Don't interact.
Jumba and Prickly turn their backs to Nani, who stands close behind them.
Where's Lilo?
Who? What?
Nani clutches her hands to her chest.
Lilo. My sister.
Jumba shakes his head.
Sorry. We do not know anyone by this.
Lilo! She's a little girl this big! She has black hair and brown eyes, and she hangs around with that thing!
Nani points her finger towards Stitch, who cowers behind Jumba's leg.
We know her.
Bring her back.
Oh, we can't do that. Uh-huh. That would be misuse of galactic resources.
See, the problem is, we're just here for him.
So she's gone?
Look at the bright side. You won't have to yell at anyone anymore.
Nani buries her face in her hands and collapses. Jumba and Pleakley walk off. Stitch, his arms bound in cloth restraints, follows them, then tiptoes back to Nani, who sits huddled over on the ground.
Oh, Hannah.
Huh?
Hey, get away from her.
No! What did you say?
Ohana means family. Family means nobody
gets left behind.
Or forgotten. Yeah.
Pleakley looks at Jumba, who shrugs.
Hey, Jumbo Gabbly.
What? After all you put me through, you expect me to help you just like that? Just like that? Fine.
Fine? You're doing what he says.
He's very persuasive.
Persuasive? What exactly are we doing?
Rescue.
We're gonna get Lilo?
Now, Jumba and the others ride a motorcycle.
Oh, good! I was hoping to add theft, endangerment, and insanity to my list of things I did today!
You too?
In the forest, Jumba pulls leaves from atop a concealed red spaceship. Stitch claps his paws.
What? Did you think we walked here?
This is Gadget requesting hyperspace clearance.
Stand by for clearance.
Standing with her hands pressed against the wall of her capsule, Lilo stares out at a low layer of white clouds floating under a blue sky. She picks up the photograph of her family, hugs it, then stares at the picture. As Gantu's ship passes, a red fin rises from the cloud layer like a pursuing shark. It rises, dwarfing Gantu's brown and yellow craft. Huddled in her capsule, Lilo peeks up, then raises her head. The fin tips sideways, becoming the side wing of an enormous red spaceship. Again, putting her hands against the capsule wall, Lilo stares as Stitch waves from the red ship's front window. Lilo dries her cheek, then waves back.
Clearance is granted on Vector C-12.
Connect me to the Grand Councilwoman.
Gantu, what's going on?
I thought you'd like to know that the little abomination is...
The red ship pulls up beside Gantu's ship. Stitch stands on his head and wiggles.
Yes, Captain?
The red ship tips its wing, knocking Gantu's ship.
I'll call you back.
Breaking through the clouds, Gantu, firing plasma beams, trails Jumba's ship.
How did you get out of there?
Jumba's ship tilts and weaves as it flies, dodging the beams.
So what exactly are we doing?
Don't worry, it's all part of the plan. We are professionals.
Stitch chews a lever.
Get that out of your mouth.
Gantu fires at Jumba's ship, piercing its hull and barely missing Pleakley. Jumba steers the now smoking ship over an island. Turning his his ship sideways, Jumba flies into a narrow canyon. Gantu's ship bounces off rocks at the canyon entrance, then continues alongside the canyon's outer wall.
Okay, it's showtime!
Stitch scurries to a hatch and grabs a lever. In the canyon, the bald sunburned man sits holding yet another ice cream cone. Soaring past sideways, one wing of Jumba's ship clips the ice cream cone, splattering it.
This is it!
Jumba turns his ship and collides with Gantu's ship. Stitch opens the hatch and is sucked out into the sky. He tumbles, turns, and dives, landing flat on the windshield of Gantu's ship. Stitch scurries around to Lilo's capsule and claws at it.
Little savage, get off my ship!
Hitting a button, Gantu turns the ship's fiery burners onto Stitch, who falls trailing smoke. Jumba, Pleakley, and Nani peer out their ship's window as Stitch falls. He bounces off a mountain, a grassy hill, then skids to a halt next to a frog on a paved road.
Oh.
Computer, locate experiment 626.
626 located.
We finish this now.
Gantu's ship veers off. Jumba looks through binoculars.
Stitch is unconscious.
What do we do now?
Stay close. Hope for a miracle. That's all we can do.
Jumba shrugs. Now, diving, Gantu places his thumb over a red button. The frog leaps onto Stitch's head, awakening Stitch. Lowering a cannon, Gantu fires as Stitch leaps away with the frog. Stitch stares up as Gantu's ship passes.
Don't leave me, okay?
Okay.
Stitch stands watching from the middle of the road.
Okay.
A tanker truck approaches. Stitch releases the frog. Now the truck driver pitches forward as Stitch yanks the truck to a stop. Stitch races to the driver's seat.
Target 626 is in motion. Speed is 84.
Impossible.
Gantu dives in his ship. Meanwhile, a young man poses for a photo in front of a sign, Volcano National Park. Stitch smashes the sign to bits as he zooms past in the truck. He careens over a hardened lava bed, landing in a pool of orange magma. Diving toward the lava field, Gantu fires his plasma cannon. Stitch clambers onto the tank of the truck as it sinks into the fiery liquid. Stitch stops and looks up.
Abomination.
Stitch tears a hole in the tanker, releasing a spray of yellow fuel. Stitch explodes skyward. Stitch flies through Gantu's windshield.
Aloha!
Vile, you're foul! You're smart!
Oh, so cute! I'm fluffy!
Stitch flings Gantu out through the windshield. He lands on the wing of Jumbo's ship. Gantu fires his pistol at Stitch, blasting his own ship's engine. Stitch scrambles to Lilo's capsule and, smashing it, pulls her out.
He came back.
Nobody gets left behind.
Lilo kisses Stitch's cheek. Stitch, carrying Lilo, leaps from the tumbling ship, which explodes as they fall, filling the sky with smoke.
Lilo!
Jumba's red ship flies out of the black smoke cloud. Stitch, clinging to its wing, holds Lilo.
Good dog!
With his back legs, Stitch holds Gantu. Now, David sits on his surfboard in the ocean. Jumba's ship crashes in the water behind him, drenching him with a large wave. David swims to the surface. David grabs his board.
Hey, Lilo!
Can you give us a ride to shore?
Lilo, Nani, and the aliens float on the spaceship.
Sure, but I have to make two trips.
Now David paddles Stitch to shore.
So you're from outer space, huh? I heard the surfing's choice.
An alien grabs Stitch.
Hey, 626.
Take him to my ship.
Leave him alone.
Hold on. Grand Councilwoman, let me explain.
Silence! I am retiring you, Captain Gantu.
Federation soldiers stand guard nearby.
Credit for the capture
goes to me. You'll be lucky if you end up on a flutrog farm after we sort this thing out. You're the cause of all this. If it wasn't for your experiment 626, none of this...
Stitch.
What?
My name, Stitch.
Stitch, then. If it wasn't for Stitch...
The Grand Councilwoman turns to Stitch.
Does Stitch have to go in the ship?
Yes.
Can Stitch say goodbye?
Yes.
Thank you.
Wearing restraints, Stitch pads down the ship's ramp to Nani and Lilo, who hugs him.
Who are you?
Stitch faces the councilwoman.
This is my family. I found it all on my own. It's little and broken, but still good. Yeah, still good.
Bubbles stands next to Lilo and Nani with his hands folded. Everyone watches as Stitch walks back toward the waiting ship.
Does he really have to go?
You know as well as I that our laws are absolute. It cannot change what the council has decided.
Lilo, didn't you buy that thing at the shelter?
Lilo pulls out a folded pink paper and runs to the councilwoman. Lilo holds up the paper.
3 days ago, I bought Stitch at the shelter. I paid $2 for him. See this snap? I own him. If you take him, you're stealing.
The councilwoman examines the document.
Aliens are all about rules.
You look familiar.
CIA, Roswell, 1973.
Ah, yes. You had hair then. Take note of this. This creature has been sentenced to life in exile. A sentence that shall be henceforth served out here. On Earth.
Lilo hugs Stitch.
And as caretaker of the alien life form, Stitch, this family is now under the official protection of the United Galactic Federation. We'll be checking in now and then.
I was afraid you were going to say that. This won't be easy to explain back at headquarters.
I know what you mean.
Now, waving at Jumba and Pleakley, she leans toward a guard.
Don't let those two get on my ship.
The guard nods. Now, a bulbous yellow spaceship blasts off from the beach as Lilo, Stitch, Nani, and David watch. Bubbles, Jumba, and Pleakley stand nearby.
CIA?
Former. Save the planet once. Convinced an alien race that mosquitoes were an endangered species. Now, about your house.
Now, Stitch strums a ukulele.
Wait.
As Stitch plays, everyone works to rebuild Nani's house. Now, David, Nani, and Stitch row Lilo, holding a megaphone, in a canoe. Now, Lilo, Nani, and Stitch in a grocery store.
Baby, 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 you're gonna set me on fire.
Stitch waves as Lilo boards a school bus.
My brain is flaming, and I don't know which way to go.
Stitch bakes a birthday cake. Stitch twirls flaming torches on stage with David. Now Stitch does laundry.
I feel my temperature rising. Tell me I'm playing. I must be a honor now.
Now Nani hands Stitch a Christmas present.
Burning,
Jumba, dressed as Santa, gives Lilo a flying car.
It's my turn to smoke.
Now, wearing a grass skirt, Stitch dances with Lilo and the other girls at the Merry Monarch Festival. A series of photos with David, Nani, Lilo, and Stitch posing under a bronze statue of a surfer, soaking in a cruise ship hot tub, building a snowman, and standing at the gates of Graceland. More photographs taped on a wall, Nani laying on the beach next to David, who holds a guitar and sits before a bonfire. Jumba and Pleakley sitting on a couch watching television with Bubbles, who holds a toddler. Stitch wearing sunglasses and standing on a car, spraying Lilo with water. Sitting in the sand, Stitch holding a ukulele as Lilo, wearing a grass skirt and crown, stands with her arms in the air. Bubbles sitting at the head of a crowded table as Stitch sets down a roasted turkey. In her bed, Lilo holding open a book with Stitch sitting next to her. Lilo standing at the front of a classroom as Stitch writes on a chalkboard. Stitch sitting outdoors holding an open book as baby ducklings roost on his head and laugh.
I'm just a
Nani and Lilo building a sandcastle as Stitch reclines in a chair made of sand. Stitch shading a sea turtle with a palm leaf. And finally, a singed photograph of Lilo and her family, a cutout of Stitch taped into one corner. Description made possible by the American Broadcasting Company.